Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 49, Creating the Collaborative Advantage. Helen Keller said, "Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much." The saying, if you can't beat them, join them, holds true when it comes to creating the collaborative advantage. The collaborative advantage is the ability to form beneficial, rewarding relationships with other businesses and organizations. When forming collaboration, it's important to create a relationship that has mutual benefits in which both feel like they're achieving a win-win toward meeting their goals. It's not a trade-off. It's not tit for tat or saying, if I do this for you, you can do this for me. That's not true collaboration. Many partnerships are screened for their financial contribution. However, they're missing the key piece in successful collaboration. And it always comes down to the people. Commitment can be high in collaboration when value is available to both parties in a joint venture or a partnership that are not in direct competition, but actually complement each other. There can be barriers preventing collaboration from actually occurring and occurring effectively. The barriers may occur that there's shared values and goals as well as behaviors. Having shared values is a good thing, but there are times when collaborators try to please each other and they're afraid to call things out when things could go wrong. Behaviors that can impact collaboration are not seeking help or asking for help when needed, having the belief that you need to solve it all by yourself. And also, you may face people who just do not want to help. They're unwilling to work with you. They're uncooperative. Even when we're looking for cooperation, collaboration should not be confused with teamwork. Teamwork is when you work together to meet a common goal or vision, whereas collaboration is when you work together to meet your own individual or organizational goals. For example, you may see a car manufacturing company collaborate with a sound system company to ensure high quality sound systems in their vehicle. They work together for the interests of their own organizations, and in working together, you are gaining new perspectives and have the ability to brainstorm creative and innovative solutions. Kenneth Blanchard said, "As a collaborative leader, you support people in their work, you remove roadblocks, and you help them win." It's all about winning. There may be times when you need to know when not to collaborate with others. There is a cost to collaborating that sometimes people don't consider when it comes to resources, money, and time. Learn and forecast your return on investment. There are times when a collaborative advantage is more valuable than the competitive advantage. You get to expand your network and available resources. Creating that collaborative advantage requires strategic intent. So you really want to put some thought into this. It's important to listen and understand to align with the needs of each business and organization. There has to be commitment to the partnership. This partnership or collaboration creates accountability. You have an opportunity to learn from each other. This is paramount. It is important to have agreements in writing as to what each partner is willing to do and not willing to do. There needs to be trust that each partner is working for the best interests of working together, even though they're working toward their own business and organizational gain. Boundaries need to be in place. You may even consider having an exit strategy where partners have permission to withdraw from that partnership. Business and organizational relationships are no different than personal relationships. People need to know, like, and trust a business or organization before they plan to do any business with it. Conflicts and misunderstandings may occur. It is important to recognize that each party may have their own opinions, and it's okay to respectfully disagree. You will just need to work together in figuring out a solution. When people feel trusted, they begin to understand their contributors, and you'll get great ideas and happy people, according to Eunice Parisi Carew. It's important to note that when you take time to get to know people of the organization, that you will be able to have more influence than you would just looking at the financial advantage. As you get to know the strengths and talents of each partner, you will be able to recognize ways to leverage it to your advantage. When someone finds you relatable based on having family, pets, or a similar hobby, they may be more apt to choose you over a competitor because you show up as a person first. Collaboration brings out the best in each partner and is creating that competitive advantage. Questions that you should ask yourself when creating that collaborative advantage. How will this help me get closer to my goals or my organizational goals? What is my level of commitment to creating this collaborative advantage? What would I like to learn from this partnership? And how will we hold each other accountable? In what ways can we encourage cooperation within our teams? What are the boundaries that need to be in place? How can this collaboration bring out the best in us? And what are the needs of my partner, and how can I understand how I can help fulfill those needs? So think of ways of how you can create a collaborative advantage that can help propel you and your business or organization further. So when we talk about these things, I want you to really think about those questions. Maybe pull out the journal, write a few things down. What comes to your mind? Where do you feel challenged? Because as you write this, you're reflecting. And often when you sit and take time to reflect, you start to come up with the answers. You're almost coaching yourself. And if you're stuck, you can always contact me, and I'm available for coaching as well. So if you go to my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, you will learn more about coaching. You will also get the transcript of this audio. And what I want you to do is share this with your friends and your colleagues, helping them to learn how to create that collaborative advantage. And we would love to hear from you at deborah@deborahkozowski.com, goes directly to me, to hear how these nuggets in these podcasts have been influencing the way you lead, the way you live in your life. We would love for you to give us a 5-star high five. Write us a review. People judge whether or not they should listen to a podcast by looking at the reviews. So if this is making a great difference in your life, please share it with other people, because we know it will help change and transform the way leaders show up in the world, how businesses are run, and how you can use it to live rich from the inside out. We look forward to having you on the next episode of the Millionaire Woman Show. Go out into the world and be the change you wish to see, as Gandhi said, and make your day great.